Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one, no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck.
That would have been perfect way to end this.
The walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
You're off to a great start. Is that a false start? That was a Vidarian low on the open.
You know the name. You know the game. That's right, boys. Quiz with Stiz has returned. We heard your demands, and so we've answered and we brought it back. So tonight, Andy Hart will face off against three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson to see who is the smartest man alive. And before I give you tonight's theme, I'll pass it off to my behind-the-glass brethren, Dan Ball, for some ground rules.
Thank you very much, Stiz. So in the battle between Andy and Ted has a 4-1 advantage. Ted is 7-1 in the quiz. Andy, 7-9 all-time in the quiz with Stiz. Stiz has picked a topic for this week. He'll ask the host a question. If they get it wrong, the other host will have the chance to steal. If neither get it, it opens up for multiple choice. Battle to 10. We got 10 questions. Best score after 10 wins on a topic that Stiz has chosen. And we'll find out what it is now, Stiz.
All right, boys, for tonight's theme. Tonight will be an audio clue theme.
Oh, okay. No. The right. Pornhub thing again?
An audio clue theme as we play
Name That Patriot.
That's right, boys. I'll play some sound of a Patriot, and you have to name the player or the Patriot.
Quick question. Current Patriots or all time?
It's a great question,
this,
Andy.
Of that.
No questions.
So we're
allowed.
Naming Ted Johnson's teammates? That's not fair.
Could
you
be,
covered the
could
team.
Not.
I did cover the team.
So,
touche.
Please.
And back then I had to transcribe, so I listened to all those
there
voices
you go,
very
so
closely.
So you're fine. Okay. You're already
oh, by, by the way, Ted, thank you for reminding me. Rule number one, no bitching. Rule
thank
number
you.
Two, no complaining.
Thank
rule number three, no accusatory comments. Rule number four, no self-victimization, Andy. And rule number five, stop being a meow and
yeah,
play the game.
Do we need to remind people who wrote those rules?
No.
A
go
smart
ahead, Stiz.
Man.
Doesn't matter.
All right, Ted, you
they're
won the last one. So heads or tails?
I'm going to say tails. Never fails.
And it didn't tonight, so you will start off, Ted.
Right.
Are you ready for your first audio clue?
I'm ready, Bubba.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing our whole lives, and, you know, for me, I kind of just think about it like I'm back at my high school or back in my college, you know.
Ted, name that Patriot.
Is that Drake May?
No.
No. Well, that sure sounded like Drake May.
Andy,
can I get a little snippet?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing our whole lives, and, you know, for me, I kind of just think about it like I'm back at my high school or back in my college.
Mac Hollins.
Ooh, no, sorry. Ted, was that A, Joshua Dobbs, B, Christian Gonzalez, C, Efton Chisholm?
Oh, I'm going to say C, Efton Chisholm.
Ted's on the board.
Hey, now what are we saying? Are we saying now? I've never heard his voice before. Okay.
I'm not sure I have either.
Okay, until now. That's the first time I heard it. All right.
Ready? All right, Andrew, are you ready for your audio clue?
Ready as ever.
Shoot, I was surprised myself, but, you know, I give all thanks to God. You know, I can't do what I do on the field without him. You know, he's my strength when I go out there.
Name that Patriot.
Milton Williams.
No.
Ooh.
Ted.
We got to play more audio from the Patriots on this show.
Is that... is that... it's... Carlton Davis.
No.
He did the point and no.
Andy, is that A, Travion Henderson, B, Matt Collins, or C, Kyle Duggar?
Travion Henderson.
Oh.
We got a tie game.
Oh. Let's go.
Boy, I got to get familiar with the current players.
We got a quick thank you from the text line from Chuck for bringing back Quiz with Stiz. The people are getting what
nice.
They want, baby.
Anytime, Chuck. We're here. We're here for you, baby. All right. Ted, yep. Are you ready for your audio clue?
I have a lot of work to do. A lot of areas to get better in, and to be able to help this defense. So that's how I think about it.
Oof. Name that Patriot.
Boy, that sounds like a deep. That's a D lineman right there. That D voice. That's Milton Williams.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really?
Andrew.
So that is Craig Woodson.
No. Teddy,
yes,
was that A, Kyle Duggar, B, Kyle Williams, C, Ramondre Stevenson?
Oh, I'm going to say C, Ramondre Stevenson.
No. Oh. Andrew, name that Patriot.
What were the first two options?
Kyle Duggar, Kyle Williams.
I'll take Kyle Duggar.
And I'll give you a point, as you got out into
the
lead.
You know what? That tells you, defense.
That tells you that he's not the leader he should be. The fact that I don't know his voice.
Oh, that's, yeah.
The math is mapping, Ted.
No excuses and no self-victimization and whatever the other two rules are.
I'm mad at Kyle Duggar. That's who I'm mad at.
All right, Andrew, are you ready for your next audio clue?
Yes, sir.
Let's move this along, boys.
I mean, I think just the team energy. You know, obviously, the new leadership also. They've been great. They've been very attentive, very detail-oriented.
Name that Patriot.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't have to name the child, do I?
No. We'll
the Patriot will do.
I'm going to say it doesn't sound like I think he sounds like, but I think it might. Robert Spillane.
No.
That is not him. He's not intense enough in that.
Well, his kid was there. I thought that softened the blow.
I'm going to say Hunter Henry. Is that Hunter Henry?
Ooh, no. Andy, is that A, DeMario Douglas, B, Carlton Davis, C, Christian Ellis?
Carlton Davis.
No.
I'm
Ted,
say
Mario Douglas.
C. Christian Ellis.
We got a tie game.
Hey! Here we go. Here we
got a tie game, 2-2, 3-3.
Yes,
yeah,
do.
You both just stole each other's question.
Ooh, yeah. Doggy. This is a good one or a bad one.
All right, here we go. Ted, are you ready for your audio clue?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm just kind of thinking of last season and the little success I had. Just kind of want to build off of that. You know, I don't want to set myself back but have these high expectations.
Name that Patriot.
Man, he's from who's from the country? Somebody from the country. I'm going to keep going with this guy until I get it right. Is it Milton Williams?
Oh, no, sorry. Andy.
Got a little country in him.
Little country in him, setback, little taste.
Let's go, Andy.
5 seconds. 3, 2,
I got nothing.
1. Oh, that's weak.
All right, Ted.
Yep.
Is it A, Hunter Henry?
Yep.
B, Kayshawn Booty? C, Christian Barmore?
Oh, it's got to be. I'm going to say it is Kayshawn Booty.
Damn it!
Ted takes the lead.
There we go.
All right, Andy, are you ready for your next audio clue?
No, but go.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. He's a huge part. Yeah, it's a huge weapon. I did, yeah. Go fast.
I will take Drake
Andy, name
May.
That Patriots.
Drake May! Thank you! The
all
first
right.
gift I've
you know
ever
what?
Gotten.
Kayshawn Booty from New Iberia, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
That is it.
Oh, so he's the South. Down south part.
There you go.
Already.
That's like Waterboy, Louisiana.
No doubt.
All right, Ted, you ready for your next audio clue?
I am so ready.
Here we go.
No, I don't think that we'll have to smoke him out. I think we just want to be
not
careful.
Fair.
You just got Drake May, and you're complaining that this one is not fair. Are you serious? Ted,
that's
name that Patriot.
My man, Mr. Mike Vrabel.
There we go.
Love it.
Damn it.
Way to make it
all
fair.
Right, Andy.
What's the score?
4-3 Ted entering question 8.
Uh-oh, game's on the line.
All right, Andy, here we go.
So obviously people in Indianapolis don't understand the laws of physics and science. Beyond that, I don't know what else there'd be to have any bad blood about.
His initials are J-A-K. That would be Jonathan Kraft.
That's right. Here we go. Nice.
Know that voice anywhere.
All right.
You yelled at enough by that voice, you remember it.
All right, here we go. Let's keep moving along here. Ted, are you ready for your audio clue?
Yep.
Big neck, he had that bulldog little half grin, smile. You didn't know if he was happy or ready to go kill somebody.
Whoa! Name that Patriot, Ted Johnson.
That's my man, 36, Lawyer Malloy.
Let's go, baby.
Yes,
that's right.
I love it.
Where's my lawyer,
with that
Malloy?
Little smile.
Right there.
Go, Pats.
Let's go.
Way to go, lawyer.
All right, Andy, are you ready for your last audio clue?
Yep.
They cheered for me when I went out and when I went back in, but during the game they let me have it, and that's pretty good stuff. I like it. Yeah.
That is, should be Hall of Fame kicker, Adam Vinatieri.
Oh, that is.
Wow. That's right, boys. That's right. What do we have as a score here?
That's 5-5 after 10 questions, Stanley.
Well, we'll have to go to a Game 7 next week, but good job, boys. That is how you play Quiz with Stiz. Congratulations to everyone listening and requesting out there. We appreciate it. Andy, back
love
to you.
Love the audio. Stiz, nice job. I was a little dubious when we went in, but that was a lot of fun. Well done.
Always fun.
Spanned some interesting characters there.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.